I want us to think for a few moments this morning about the wide open arms of Jesus. You know, over the past few days, I've been reading what's becoming a bit of a favourite commentary of mine on the sort of the Bible. It's called the Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes, Cultural Studies in the Gospels. Don't worry, I'm not going to get really boring and just sit and read pages of it. But it's fascinating. It's fascinating. Because what it does is it tells a story from a Middle Eastern context. And I was reading through the Christmas account. I was reading through Luke 2 and the first chapters of Matthew. And it's amazing how far we have strayed from what really happened all those years ago. So I just, as I read, was very struck by one point in particular, mainly relating to what Holly read, but also to what we looked at on Sunday evening, and that is the contrast between the shepherds and the magi, the wise men. Okay, so I want to think for a few minutes today, and it's a really simple message, just thinking about that in the light of this title that I've given it, like the wide open arms of Jesus. Let's think about those shepherds for a moment. There's a Christmas blessing. I use it. I've used it often. I've read it here, and I'll read it kind of regularly at Christmas time. It goes like this. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. You heard that before? It's great, isn't it? I love it. It talks about the eagerness of the shepherds. Now, I was thinking about the shepherds, and I wondered, initially at least, how eager they really were. I mean, it's not every day that an angel appears, is it? I don't know about you. It'd be interesting to see how I would respond. But I guess the fact that the angel starts with, hey guys, don't be afraid, that would suggest that there maybe was a little bit of trepidation with those shepherds. But this is what the angel said then. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Okay? Good news, great joy, all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Now at this point, these lowly shepherds could be forgiven for thinking, well, that's great. That's great. Good news, bringing great joy for all people. How can that be? I'm a shepherd. You've got to understand, in that culture, the shepherds, they were at the bottom of the pile. They weren't quite the bottom, but they were very nearly at the bottom of the pile in the eyes of that culture. And what they hear is this declaration, this announcement about this amazing birth, a saviour, the Messiah. The angels even used the word Lord. And then they said it's going to happen in David's royal town. These guys, these shepherds, are thinking royalty. They're thinking palaces and plushness and posh. And then they look at their clothes, covered in sheep poo, stinking. And they think about their cultural standing. And they say, all people? Really? How can this be? And they think about their simple houses. And they think, really? Is this for all people? But then this is what is said, and this is what I want us to think about, because I think it's really important. And sometimes we kind of overlook this next phrase. It says, you will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. Why did the angel say that? Is it because they needed to know where to go? Well, that'd be a tough call, wouldn't it? Knocking on every door. Maybe it's because of this. In that culture, when someone was, I'm trying to say what I'm saying, when it says he was wrapped in cloths, the kind of the language of the New Testament says that that's what they did with their babies. That's what the shepherds did when their babies were born. They wrapped them in cloths. So suddenly there's a barrier that had been potentially put up that was being broken down. And then when they said that baby's going to be laid in a manger, suddenly what again, could have been a barrier, a cultural barrier, because they thought it was going to be a ruler. They thought this was going to be royalty. Instead, this baby's laid in a manger. In those times, mangers would sometimes exist within the house. It was when it was cold or the animals need to be brought in, there was a place within the house that the animals would go and there would be a manger in there. There'd be a sort of division between the living area and the animals, but it wouldn't be a significant division. So basically, the angel in saying, we're going to wrap this baby, this baby's going to be born in a manger and wrapped in cloths, is saying to these shepherds, this baby is going to be just like you. So the barrier's gone, isn't it? See what I'm saying? The barrier that was put up by man, by humanity, was broken down by God. I think that's amazing. And that changes everything, doesn't it? Suddenly there's this enthusiasm. There is an eagerness in the shepherds to go and find this child. But then you've got the wise men. Thinking about contrast here. What this guy says in this book is that these guys would have been loaded. The reason being is because the gifts they bought were hugely expensive. Not just a little bit expensive, they were incredibly difficult to come by and they were very, very valuable. To have these things, obtain these things, you needed to be wealthy. This guy's suggesting there's pages about these wise men, aren't there? He says they probably come from the desert area in Arabia. And obviously we know the story, they see the star, all that kind of thing. But actually they would have been very, very wealthy. Yet they come to Jesus, they lay those gifts before him, they worship him and they honour him as the shepherds had done before. Isn't that amazing? Poles apart, yet together. I just think that's beautiful, beautiful. I often sit in this room and I look up at this cross and I love it. And I meditate on the fact that there's the cross there, but there are these wide open, outstretched arms of Jesus. Now obviously, with that being within the cross, we know that is looking ahead to his death and how that death was all-encompassing. He loved the world. But those little baby's arms were much smaller, but no less outstretched. And that's what I want to leave with us this morning. I want us to think about that even as the Christ child came, those outstretched arms were there for us. He truly is good news. He truly is bringing great joy to all people, every single one of us here in this room, every person in this community, the community of which we have come from, if we're from elsewhere. Those arms of the Christ child can embrace and encompass them. Lowly shepherds and wealthy wise men, the whole world. That's good news, isn't it? Makes me happy, all people. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this good news that gives us great joy, that each and every one is loved by you and is not beyond the coming of your Son and the influence and impact that can have upon them. And we pray now, Lord, would we know that deep within our hearts today? Would we look on every single person that comes before us in that very same way? None beyond, outside of your love and your care and the sacrifice of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.